All right, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to GSR Gonzo Sports Room, Friday, February 3rd, 2023. I'm Chris Gonzalez, joined by my dad, Tony Gonzalez. How's it going?
Oh, going pretty good.
Waking back up, took a nap. on purpose. I guess we can start. I guess we can start with Kyrie Irving. That's something that came out today. It's been kind of big. He's demanding a trade from the Nets. From what I've heard, he's wanting to go to the Lakers, the Mavericks, or the Suns. Trade deadline's February 9th. I guess he's already told the Nets that if they don't trade him, that he's not going to sign with them, which was stupid because that's just going to make it harder for the Nets to find somebody to trade with them. Because why trade for him if you
know you maybe, get him at the end of the year?
Yeah, maybe give him an offseason free agent without to give up any assets. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, I understand he thinks he's forcing their hand, but he's also making it where other teams say, hey, you know, why should we give up something? But he's trying to force their hand to say, okay, we're going to trade you. So we can just at least get something back for you,
yeah,
and not nothing. But it may be a situation for them. It may be an addition by subtraction. You know, him being out there might be a good thing. Yeah, people say, "Oh, he's done good this year." Yeah, what, for 30 games?
Yeah,
and then he pulls the shit again. I mean, I don't. He's a cancer. I don't know why anybody would want him.
Yeah, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'd be pissed because he was one of the reasons. Kevin Durant went to the Nets, and then now it's like every year there's something.
And why would anybody want to sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal?
Oh, I wouldn't.
They'd be a fool.
I wouldn't sign him to 2 at the most. So I'd be, because you lock him into a 4 or 5 year deal,
it's gonna be the same old crap.
Frankie said, real quick, SmackDown good show or not? What I saw of it before I fell asleep there, I thought
it was a solid show. The ending was good with Roman and Sami Zayn. Did some real good storytelling. The kind of first part of the show, they started with Roman and him coming in. Middle of the show, they had a segment, and then the end of the show with Sami attacking Roman and spearing him, and then also Roman getting the best of him. Well, really, Sammy had the best of Roman. And then, of course, Jimmy Uso and Solo came in and attacked him and had him and looked like they was going to take him out completely. And Roman stopped him and had him in the corner and yelling and screaming and that he's going to beat him in Montreal because he destroyed the bloodline, destroying the bloodline, and he's going to destroy him in front of his family in Montreal. So they set up that match for Elimination Chamber. The segment was real good. It was great. The show was pretty solid. It had Ricochet and Braun Strowman.
I thought that tag team match was pretty good. Beat the
Perry, man, was a solid match. It was good. Charlotte beat Sonya Deville. Decent match. Fans seem like they're liking Charlotte pretty well. She's trying to work the crowd, so they seem like they're into her pretty decent. Natalya won the spot in the Elimination Chamber. I think they did that for her because it's going to be in Montreal to, you know, give her some flowers a little bit. So it was a solid show. It probably wasn't the best SmackDown that I've seen here in the last month, but it was solid and good storytelling. It's setting things up for Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I saw most of them. I had to rewatch that last segment. But I had a real bad headache and was laying back in a recliner, actually.
And nobody knows where Jay's at. So Jay Uso's missing in action. So that's, you know, adding to the intrigue. They may keep that all the way to the Elimination Chamber.
I was going
to
say, when do you think he'll come back?
You may not see him until Elimination. Well, he's supposed to have a tag title match next week against Ricochet and Strowman. So that's going to be interesting what goes on there. So.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the way during that first segment, the way Solo's facial expressions were, it kind of made it seem like maybe something's going to happen with him.
Yeah, he was kind of pissed off. He don't talk a lot though, you know. He don't speak a whole lot. So, and of course, Paul Heyman's fantastic as usual.
Yeah, Paul Heyman's always yeah, he's great. I think this Roman and Sammy Elimination Chamber is going to be real good.
The one thing that was interesting, because you was asleep, so I don't think you've seen it. Roman, the fans, as soon as he got in the ring, started yelling Sammy like crazy. And he said, look, you ignorant people, I wanted to come out here and talk about something important, talk about me and Cody Rhodes. As soon as he mentioned Cody Rhodes' name, they start booing. So they got to be careful. They could have another Daniel Bryan on the situation going on if they're not careful with it. I think the fans are behind Cody. They did the smart thing by not putting Sammy in the Rumble if he wasn't going to win it. I think they're hoping if they'll be satisfied with Sammy and them beating the Usos. At least that's what I think. Who knows? It could end up a three-way at WrestleMania. You never know. I'm sure Triple H has got a plan, so we'll see.
Because you have two more pay-per-views before
we got
WrestleMania. You got Elimination Chamber.
I think Elimination Chamber.
They don't have one in March.
I don't believe so.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
And of course, NXT's got their pay-per-view. Tomorrow night, and I think it's going to be a solid pay-per-view. Of course, we heard Shawn Michaels on the Busted Open Day talk about that, and going to be the first time out on the road with a premium live event in 3 years. And they're going to be in North Carolina. It looks like they set up about 5,000 seats. It looks like they're going to be pretty close to selling the 5,000 seats. So it looks like they're doing pretty well with that. I think actually they may increase it to about almost 6,000 seats.
Where are they going to be at?
That's in North Carolina.
That's where they were at tonight, wasn't it?
No. South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina.
Yeah, they were in South Carolina for SmackDown.
So I thought they were in California. It was one of the Carolinas. It was the wrong one. But now with the NBA trade deadline coming up, like I said, Irving's asked for a trade. It seems like the Raptors are going to start blowing up their team. It's rumored that Van Fleet might be on the market, Ananobi. It's going to be interesting how much they want for Ananobi.
Who would be the best fit for the Lakers? Just throw in Ananobi out there and Van Fleet and Kyrie.
Probably Kyrie. Or for the Lakers?
Yeah.
I'd say probably Kyrie. So I don't think they have the cap room to be able to sign Ananobi with everything they have year.
They have the cap room to sign.
Well, it just depends what he can get for.
You thinking that Ananobi's going to want more money than Kyrie?
I would pay Ananobi more money. I'm paying Kyrie at this point. Kyrie's getting older, and Kyrie's not.
But the points Kyrie's been putting up.
Yeah, but Kyrie also can't make it through a whole season.
That's true.
But yeah, Pacers have been mentioned for Ananobi, but you said you heard that it was like two first round picks and something there. One, I don't know if
I've seen two players, two first round picks, and a second round pick.
I don't know if I'd give up all that. That's a lot to give up for one player.
I think so.
Some NFL news. Joe Mixon arrested for, I forget what they called the charge, but he was
menacing charge and has been dismissed.
Oh, got dismissed?
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's what he set up there.
I knew a warrant was, I shouldn't have said arrest, a warrant was issued for his arrest. So they must, yeah, somebody had a gun to a woman's face and said he should shoot her and stuff. Hopefully, it wasn't what happened. But kind of weird they had an arrest warrant for him yesterday. The movement's already dismissed.
Pacers got to win tonight.
Yeah, But they almost blew that. They get big leads and then. That was a big win for him. I didn't even check what the final score was. I think
107-105.
107-104, I think. Okay, so the over didn't hit. Five players got ejected after after punches were thrown at the Magic and Timberwolves game.
Yeah, I heard it was a big fight.
Alabama to hire Notre Dame OC Coach Reese. That surprises me. I didn't think that he was that high up on the market that to be leaving Notre Dame to go to Alabama.
Yeah.
Damn, a caddy collapsed at Pebble Beach and had to be given CPR. The Broncos made it official with Peyton. What do you think about that move from getting Peyton? Is it worth giving up the draft picks to bring him in?
Well, I think it's great that they got Peyton as coach. I just don't know about giving up. I don't know how many draft picks they give up.
Three or four?
I don't know. It's rough. I think he's a good coach. I think he'll help the quarterback. I think they've got a pretty good defense. If they can get enough weapons around him, I'm not sure. Some people thought they already had enough weapons. I wasn't sold on that. Of course, that running back was hurt too. So,
yeah, and. Yeah. I think it's going to take them a couple of years because they don't have no draft capital and they really don't have no cap room.
Yeah.
It's really hard for them to add a whole lot. But a lot of people think it was just the quarterback and the coach last year. And that the defense is pretty good. If they can get the offense figured out, I think they'll be a decent team because the defense is pretty good. But the offense looked terrible last year. And I just don't know if that was all the coach or if it's some that Russell Wilson's starting to move out of his prime.
I wouldn't think he'd have fell that quick, that much.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a lot of it was the system he's trying to play. I think that he's got to get back to more of the system he was used to playing. But
Sean Payton's system isn't like why he played in Seattle. Sean Payton's system's more getting the ball out quick. And so is it going to work with Wilson, or are they going to be able to come up with some kind of
mix?
Yeah. Mix of what he likes and what Peyton likes to do because Peyton's more of a get the ball out quick, be accurate with the ball. You know what I mean? He's not more of the running around, which Wilson didn't do a lot of that running around this year. And that's what I thought was some of his problem was because he just tried to stay in the pocket. Well, they got a pretty good fight on. I didn't even realize it was on.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think Wilson will be fine. I really do. I think he'll come back pretty strong. I'm not saying he's going to be the top level that he was because at one point he was probably a top five quarterback in the league. I think he can get back to top 10. I really do. Maybe lower 10, you know, 8, 9, 10, but I think he can. I really think he will.
Yeah, I think he'll play better. I think it might take a couple of years for Denver to get Peyton to get where they want, but hey,
that's the problem.
That situation.
That's the problem with giving up all that draft capital. Yeah. That's why I didn't think the Colts were interested at all.
There's just too much. You give up the draft capital and when they don't have no cap space either. So you're really handcuffed.
I'm seeing the reports that they're saying the favorite for the Colts job is the Giants.
Yeah, Wink Martindale.
What do you think about that?
I like him. I told you a few weeks ago that I like him. He's from that Belichick Dayball tree.
I understand that. But I didn't think their defense was that great.
He was in Baltimore the last 4 or 5 years with that defense. That would look pretty good. I think they were pretty good with Glib was going to be a happy pace. Probably got a win at home. Hadn't happened here for a little bit, but Martindale, if you remember, like them Baltimore defenses were real good. I just don't think he had all the personnel. From what I saw, that he was a front runner. You don't know with all these different reports you hear.
Well, they're down to 8 people still. I mean, they've still got a list of 8 people. They're taking their time.
Yeah. Now people are saying that they don't know what they're doing. or in it. First, if they would have hired, if they'd have hired somebody real quick, they'd have bitched. Now they're bitching because it's taking too long. It's like, either way, you're going to complain. Just let the process play out. Yeah, do I think they're in it? I don't understand why, if you got your second round, why it's still eight people. That's a little different, yeah. But it's Jim Irsay. he's usually a little different when it comes to that stuff. I mean, I'm just happy that it's starting to seem like maybe Jeff Saturday's not going to get the job. Still wouldn't surprise me if he gets it, but the talk's more like it's the more reports I'm hearing, it seems like he's not going to. So,
I don't have a problem with Martin Dowd. I don't know a lot about him. I kind of like some of the other candidates better because I know a little bit more about him. Martin Dowd, just don't know a lot about him. So, I'm not going to bitch about it. I like Raheem Morris. I like the Callahan guy. I like the guy from Philly. So I mean, gotta get somebody in there. We gotta get a game plan and gotta make the best of our draft picks and see what that means. I mean, I did see where the Raiders were letting Carr talk to teams about trade. They give him permission.
Oh, yeah, but a team, I don't think a team's going to trade for Carr if they know you're probably going to release them on the,
well, the 15th. Maybe a situation too that the Raiders may say, hey, let's get something for him.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think another team's going to trade for him.
But if I'm a team, if I'm any team out there, are you going to offer a first round pick for him, knowing that they're probably going to release him? I mean, would you maybe say, okay, I'll give you a second, a third, or two thirds, or something like that, and hope that they're satisfied with it? Getting something back other than.
I don't know. I think I'd try to get them where I can just sign them.
Yeah.
Dustin says Martindale's not a good choice. Perfect coach for the Colts is Caldwell.
He's not even on the list, is he?
I haven't heard much about
him. I like Caldwell, too. I always have. But.
Yeah. He shouldn't have got fired from the Colts when he did, in my opinion. But it wasn't his fault that team, you lose your quarterback and you didn't have nobody, you didn't have a plan for if Peyton couldn't play. That was, to me, I thought that was crazy they lost the job. I thought it was crazy that Polian got fired that year as well, but. That's what I'm saying with Jim Irsay. You never know. Because stories have came out that up to the last second that Manning and Polian and Caldwell was all coming back. And then all of a sudden, boom, it all changed. They brought, and then you bring in fucking Gregson, which was just stupid.
Yeah.
And I thought I think Ballard is a decent GM, but he ain't been able to put it all together. Main thing is he ain't been able to find a quarterback after we lost Andrew Luck.
No.
I mean, that hurt us, but hell, it was the Colts' fault more than it was anything. You got to put an offensive line in front of your franchise quarterback to protect him.
Yeah.
That dude took a killing.
He sure did.
Always took a killing. Who do you think is going to be the NFL MVP?
I would think it's going to be.
I think it's
Kansas City's quarterback.
Yeah, that's who I think is going to be Mahomes.
I think deserves it. I mean,
Yeah, that's who I have it as well. I think he had the. It usually goes to a quarterback. I think he was the best quarterback.
I think a guy should get some votes and should be considered highly up there. It should be that defensive player from Kansas City with the season he had. But I don't think he will be.
Yeah, Jones. Well, Nick Bosa from 49ers also, had like 18 and a half sacks. Yeah,
Bosa too. I think them two. I know the guy from Dallas had a good year. He kind of fell off towards the end a little bit.
Yeah, he slowed down towards
the end. But yeah, I think there's a couple defensive players out there that deserve it. Personally, the guy that I think should be up here is Kelsey.
Yeah,
should be mentioned. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
But you know how it is. It usually goes to a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes will get that.
No, Chris, you know that everybody in the should be an anonymous vote for,
oh, yeah,
for Philadelphia. We should be anonymous.
I don't understand people that Dustin says Mahomes will get it, but he said he thinks Justin Jefferson could have been the guy that would deserved it.
He should have been considered, definitely.
Coach of the year.
In my opinion, I think it'd have to go to either Daboll or the Philly coach. And I think you need to throw Jacksonville's coach up in there, but I don't think he'll get it, but I think he should be up here.
Yeah, I like Daboll. I mean, you could also throw Shanahan in there because of going through four different quarterbacks.
That's true.
But I think Brian Daboll.
Where Daboll come from with the talent that he had and what he got out of him, I think he should get it. But, you know, who knows?
Dustin says Brian Daboll. It's going to be interesting. I think they announced those, what, the night before the Super Bowl? Is that when they do the NFL awards show now?
It's usually a Saturday, isn't it?
I think so. So I haven't watched any of the new Pro Bowl stuff. I won't get to see any of it tomorrow either because I will be gone. So
yep.
I don't know how that went. All I saw was a little bit of the quarterback precision throwing drill. So I was watching Pacers Lakers last night when that was on. You have anything any more about SmackDown?
Not really. Like I said, it was a solid show. Like I said, the storytelling with Roman and Sammy was great. Sammy came in and beat the crap out of Roman for a little bit. And Roman got out of the ring. But then, like I said, you know, Solo and Jimmy so came in there and attacked him and took control. But it was solid. Roman was fantastic. Had great heat. I mean, the fans, a lot of the fans had been cheering for him before. They're not cheering for him now. But they got to be careful. There could be a Sammy problem on their hands. It's like there was a Daniel Bryan problem on their hands at one time. So there could be an issue if they're not careful.
Oh, Glenn, I agree with you. The them calls, there were some BS calls in that Lakers game last night for sure. But I thought, the Pacers got quick. Just they rush down there sometimes and just throw up a quick three. It's not a good shot at all. They got quick. They get too sometimes a little too, I think, three happy. But yeah, there was definitely some questionable calls in that Lakers game yesterday in that fourth quarter. And man, I mean, hell, we were at. Pacers were at home, and we shot way less free throws than what the Lakers did.
But the fouls is ridiculous.
It was terrible.
Lakers got called for no fouls in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
well, there was any fouls in the fourth quarter. How often that happened?
To like one there toward the end, one there toward the end. I think other than that.
The Lakers got called in it. Yeah, they got called one because they had one to give. That was it.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going, but I don't. I heard people say after that game that the NBA was rigged. Now everything's rigged. Look, Doncic rolled out.
Saturday.
That's not good. Yeah. Won't be playing. I wonder why he's rolled out for. NBA suspended Brooks after him and Mitchell got into their scuffle yesterday. Oh, there was that little scuffle yesterday on Thursday, then a fight tonight in the NBA. NBA's getting a little chippy, which is surprising because you can't even touch a guy without a foul being called. None of them want to get physical anymore, so surprisingly, that they even want to fight. Ooh, they moved the Sanhagen fight back. But to a fight night on the 18th, I wonder what happened there.
I don't know.
Monday, all the Super Bowl stuff will start on TV, where all the interviews and press conferences and everything. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I know there's a lot of people there on the Eagles. I think it's going to be a real good game. The game could go either way. I'm going with the Chiefs basically because of experience.
I'm going with Chiefs because of experience.
And I think they're going to have the better coach on the sideline, in Andy Reid.
I think so too. That's where I'm going. I think it's going to be a real good game. Though I think it's basically a pick 'em game, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs, like you said, because of experience and coaching and everything. But we'll see if Philly can shut all us doubters down a little bit. They may.
I think the Chiefs' offensive line is decent, so I think they'll be able to slow that pass rush down some. And then I don't know if the Eagles are going to be able to stop Kelce. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Sometimes how healthy is Kansas City going to be at the receiver position too? They had a lot of receivers out, but you have the 2 weeks to get to heal up some of those. I think they'll be all right.
I'd be a lot more concerned if he was playing this weekend.
Yeah,
since he had the 2 weeks, I think that's going to help him. So,
no, I agree. I agree. I think the key for the Chiefs is stop the Philadelphia running game. Yep. You can't let Sanders go off for 100 something yards, yep, and Hurts be able to run the ball. You got to stop that running game. Try to get them to beat you passing the ball.
The last two playoff games, the guy that really went off is Gainwell.
Yep.
He's had really two real better games than Sanders has. To be honest with you.
Yeah, they got to stop Gainwell, Sanders. But you're right, Gainwell seems like he's had a little bit more of a burst here the last couple of games than Sanders.
Yeah, he didn't have near as many carries or catches and stuff. He was, you know, the second or sometimes third because they got Boston on the team too. Yeah. So he's fresh. So they've been game planning him in there, and he's worked.
Yeah, because I remember thinking that during that game, like, damn, Gainwell's running better than anybody on the team.
Well, and also, San Francisco got tired. You know,
you can't play defense the whole game.
The offense can't only be on the field for 18, and the other team be out there for 40.
Yeah,
and your defense is going to get tired.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Chiefs have to stop the run, and I think for the Eagles, they got to be able to get pressure on Mahomes and not let Mahomes Kelce go off. And how's Mahomes' ankle going to be? I think he's going to be fine. I mean, he was able to play after that week. Now you got two weeks for it to heal up more. So I don't think it should be a big deal unless he was just to get rolled on it or something.
I tell you, a player to watch out for. They game planned him real well. I thought the Bengals held him pretty well, but other teams hadn't had as much luck the last few games of the season. McKinnon. Watch out for McKinnon catching passes out of the backfield. He could be big for Kansas City in that game.
Yeah, he hadn't had a real big game the last couple games, though, has he? Because he was on a roll.
He did okay. He had a touchdown, I think, against Jacksonville, but he didn't do a lot against Cincinnati.
I say he was on a roll the second half of the season. Yeah,
he had a hell of a second half of the season.
But, like, you're right, though. Bengals done a pretty good job on him, but that game could have been either team could have won. That was a real good game. All right, you got anything else?
No, I'm good to go. Excited for this weekend. Got two big wrestling shows.
Yeah, two big wrestling show tomorrow. Wrestling show Sunday. Big show on Monday. Yeah. Pacheco didn't have a real great game last game.
Well, McKinnon's not a great runner. I mean, he's okay, but he there the second half of the season caught a lot of passes and got some touchdowns. So, not that he was doing a lot with running the football. Yeah, Pacheco picked up the second half of the season. That's why the other guy pretty much got out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he may still be on the roster. I don't even know if he's still on the active roster.
With Lair, he hadn't panned out into the running back I thought he was going to be. Glenn said he'll be tuned in tomorrow. Yeah, we got wrestling at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and then Sunday at four Eastern.
Yep.
Find out on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch at Gonzo Sports Room and at the All Sports All Plays Network. And then also we have our big wrestling awards show on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So join us for that.
We got an interview coming up.
Yeah, we got Wednesday 5:30 Dutch Boy Platinum.
That's going to be good.
Pro wrestler Dutch Boy Platinum is going to join us. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Probably one of the best talents in Indiana. I mean, I know he's only been wrestling maybe a couple years, man, but the dude in the last 6 months has turned it up. And I'm talking about on the mic. I'm talking about in the ring. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable Dutch Boy is. So we haven't got to talk to him for a while. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah. It should be a real good conversation. He was on a little over a year ago. We had him on. So, and he hadn't been wrestling very long then. So it's going to be interesting to see what his perspective is now that he's been in the business a little longer.
It was like probably the 11th. We're probably going to do a UFC. We haven't done one of those in a while. And then looks like if everything goes okay, I know you got back surgery on the 15th. If everything goes well on the 18th, we'll be doing a watch along with Elimination Chamber, WWE Elimination Chamber watch along. So got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah. Monday we'll be covering some college baseball and around the bases. Got college baseball getting ready to start, spring training getting ready to start. So football's ending. Well, NFL's ending because now you got XFL getting ready to start, and you got the USFL and stuff as well. But and then NBA will start getting toward the playoffs, and then you get to March Madness is almost up. I'm ready for March Madness.
I think it'll be interesting.
And the college wrestling national championships will be coming up, and that's always them are always fun. And there's going to be some good matches this year.
Yep, yeah, there will be. The college basketball is wide open, man. Wide open. Probably as wide as open as it's been in a long time.
So is this the main fight, or is this just...
I believe this is the main event.
And me. But no, we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of GSR Gonzo Sports Room. Like we just mentioned, join us tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the live pro wrestling, NGW. Then Sunday at 4 o'clock for Summit Pro, some more live pro wrestling. But we'll see everybody on Monday. Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern around the bases. 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. Eastern, ASAP Afternoon Blitz. And at 3, Easy Money, a sports betting show. 6:30, the wrestling award show. And then 11 o'clock Monday night for GSR Gonzo Sports Room. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will see you guys on Monday.